On this Sunday, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, and on every Sunday, for that matter, hundreds of millions of people around the world attend Mass. They celebrate the Eucharist, more than attend all the sporting events in a year each Sunday. It happens in great basilicas, huge cathedrals, in simple makeshift buildings, huts, and it happens here at St. Martin of Tours. We are a huge, believing Christian community worldwide. But we started out 2,000 years ago quite small. First-generation Christians gathered in private homes to pray and worship and break bread and celebrate their communal life. Attending Eucharist in that first century was sometimes a dangerous thing. Christianity, for the most part, was an illegal, unwanted, and persecuted religion. And so as one approached one of these house churches, one had to knock to get in. One had to be recognized as one of them, one of the chosen family of God. It was some time, several hundred years, before freedom came to the church, and Christ was, as it were, at home and welcome in this world. And it was centuries more before his family could begin to build churches like this, with a door open, people coming freely. When we come to church, we do not have to knock on the door. We belong to the family of God. We belong here. We freely enter. We should feel at home here. I look back at my childhood, and I think it's too bad that many of us were first introduced to the church as a place where we had to sit perfectly still and keep terribly quiet and struggle with our own boredom as children, instead of seeing the church as our family home, where we could look about and enjoy all the beautiful things that people have gathered here to delight us and for us to enjoy. I think things are changing for our young people. I see it in this parish for sure. This is truly the Father's house, but even more so, I think it is our house. The ancient word for churches was domus ecclesia. It meant the house of God's people. And it was your faith, your sacrifice, that built this church. I think God enjoys the fact that we are here, and he wants us to enjoy each other. This church is ours, our family spiritual home. We should delight in it. We should take pride in it. We should try to make it a beautiful place, a comfortable place, a welcoming place for ourselves and for others. I like it when we greet one another when we come in, when we talk to one another when we arrive, and even afterwards, but not during Mass, okay? I like that we greet the people we know and we smile and we nod at those who are strangers to us, because in reality they are also our brothers and sisters in faith. There are two focal points in every Catholic church. One is this. Some people call it the pulpit or the lectern. The official name is ambo, and it comes from a Latin word which simply means a raised place, the ambo. The altar is the other focal point, a very important one. It's like the dining table in your own home. Here is where we recall our common covenant, our special relationship to God and to one another. Here is where we eat and drink together the body and blood of Christ, as he invited us to do in this gospel today, urged us to do. Corpus Christi, sanguinis Christi, the body and blood of Christ. As St. Paul says in that second reading, this is the bread that makes us one. It unites us. And so this is meant to be a house of joy, where we worship together, where we tell the stories of our faith, pray together, sing together, thank God together, and we break bread, the body of Christ. But there are two moments in the Mass that call for the utmost reverence. They are the peak moments of the Eucharist. And one of them is the Liturgy of the Word. When the scriptures are read, God and Jesus himself are speaking to us. The good news, it's essential that we listen with open hearts and minds. The other peak moment is our reception of communion. Now, for almost 40 years, we have been privileged to have a choice in the way we receive communion, either on the tongue or an even more ancient way, in our hands. And yet there still seems to be some confusion about the procedure for some. And so I want to help you today, okay? Maybe you're new to the faith. Maybe you were never properly instructed about how to receive communion in the hand. But either way, on the tongue or in the hand, it's something beautiful, something humble and reverent. You're always free to receive communion on the tongue, but if you decide to receive in the hand, you approach the minister with one hand resting upon the other, palms up, extended outward. Your hands should be free of other things like keys, gloves. If you're holding a child, you can still hold them, okay? The host is placed in your palm after the minister says, the body of Christ. And that demands a response. We express our faith that it is the body of Christ by a simple and audible amen. Some forget to do that. Maybe some have never learned to say the amen. It's so important. It's saying, I believe it. It is so. I'm grateful for it. Amen. And some not many, but occasionally someone will take the host out of our hands, grab the host. I call them body snatchers. We receive communion. We don't really take communion. And after receiving our Lord, we reverently step to one side and consume the host before returning to our seats. If you just walk away with it, you make me very nervous. In another parish, not so long ago, a parishioner brought me a host that they found on the floor underneath the pew in front of them. That should never, ever happen. Receiving communion is a beautiful and should be a humble, reverent thing. Receiving communion in the hand is a beautiful and reverent way to receive our Lord. But it calls for care, attention, and reverence. And one more thing while I'm at it. I don't talk about this very often, maybe a couple times in 45 years. You won't hear it again for about 45. Please don't eat and run. This isn't McDonald's here. Mass is not over until it's over. This is the house of God, the house of God's people, and the Lord asks but 1 hour out of our week. I think there's really something wrong when great numbers, not great, but too many, leave before, during, or immediately after communion. It may be a habit. It may be the way your parents did it. But it's a careless way of worshiping God. Sometimes there's legitimate reason for leaving early. I understand that. But if it's the way you normally worship, you need to think about it. Pray about it. You know, our lives are already so busy, so hectic. And if we can't even slow down once a week for God, there's something radically wrong. I like to tell people that Jesus never looked at his watch while he was dying for us. Some things take time to do well. And the people of this parish family have a wonderful reputation all over the diocese for being an active, alive, caring, welcoming Christian community. May we also be well known for our devotion to the Eucharist and the quality of the way we worship.